Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Healing Your Heart, Restoring Your Honor with Allison Armstrong. This is Leslie, your call moderator. I want to start off the call tonight with a little poll, just like we always do, checking in to see how you've been doing with giving and receiving noble healing since we spoke last week. So first, if you noticed a difference in your life since our last session last week, since receiving or providing noble healing, if you notice a difference, please let us know by pressing 1 on your telephone keypad. All right, thank you very much. And if you didn't notice a difference, if you would let us know by pressing 2. Okay, great. Thank you. And if you're not sure, if maybe there was a difference, but you're not sure, let us know by pressing 3. Okay, great. Thank you. And just as a reminder, pressing the keys on your keypad is how you raise your hand. And at question time, we'll again ask you to raise your hand. And please know that when we're not in question time, if you raise your hand, I won't be able to call on you. So only at question time, and how you raise your hand is by pressing the number on the telephone keypad. So let's jump right in. Allison, take it away.
Yeah. Leslie, could you open the board for a couple seconds so we can say hi to each other and realize we're sharing the same space?
Absolutely. All right. Everybody's got the mic. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. Hi, Allison.
Hi there. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Oh, and babies, too. Yay. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Leslie. Okay. So quickly, just to let you know what I have planned for tonight, I'd like to start with hearing from you again. If you have something, we'll start with if someone has something they want to share that they noticed, got healed, and what they've done with the space that was left over from Noble Healing. And then we'll check in and see if you have questions about the process of Noble Healing, any clarifications you need so you're fully engaging in it. And then we're going to look at some things that get in the way of noble healing. So there's a couple of key things that we've noticed show up that would prevent you from being able to be healed and or being able to heal someone else. And then we will start talking about other applications of noble healing, like things we call stealth healing, or being able to heal the ideal woman or the better man and quiet the voices in our heads who tend to be so compelling. And as I've been committed to from the very beginning, we will provide and receive more noble healing right on the call. And I'll encourage you to keep opening yourself up and being willing to have it impact you like that. So if you would first raise your hand, press 1, if you'd like to share about what you've experienced either receiving noble healing or providing noble healing, because I know it can make a tremendous difference as well. So if you'd press 1 on your keyboard, if you'd like to share about the difference you've seen with noble healing, and please don't be shy or think somebody else has something better to share. It really matters. It matters to me to hear from you, and it helps me see where I need to go with this. So,
okay, so let's start with Lynn.
Hi. Thank you for everything. After the first week, I noticed someone was giving a story, if you will, and I caught myself from stopping to try to fix it and told her I was so sorry that had happened and tried to do our noble healing with that, and it seemed it took me off the hook of trying to fix people.
Mm.
I love that.
Wow. That's cool.
And the problem I noticed last week for myself is one of the people I was being the healer for didn't drop in numbers as much as I had hoped, and so I was thinking I had failed in some way to help that to drop the numbers lower than it did.
Mm.
And what does that mean about me?
Yeah. So what number did it get to?
5 or 6.
A 5 or 6. So you spent, I think, 5 minutes. I think that's all we had last week. 5 minutes providing healing for someone, and they cut the amount of energy that they had, in other words, the amount of pain that they had surrounding that, in half.
Yeah.
And you beat yourself up about that?
Mm-hmm. Just for a moment. I think the original starting number was 9. So.
Was 9. Well, the original starting number is always 10.
Oh, always 10. All right.
Yeah, it's always 10. Wherever it is where you start, that's 10.
Okay.
There's no absolute 10. There's where you start is always 10.
Right.
And so one person's 5 may feel very different than another person's 5, but they're the one that gets to say. So they always start at 10. And you brought it down to a 5. And it's so great that you bring it up, Lynn, because the voice in your head that was, you know, that was dissatisfied with that 5, that's the voice that we would call the ideal woman. In a woman, we call it the ideal woman. In a man, we call it the better man. Well, a better man would have gotten it down to 0, right? The perfect healer, in this case, we have an ideal healer in our head. You know, the perfect healer would have gotten down to 0.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually that voice that's one of the things you can apply noble healing to.
Oh.
Do you notice that voice is critical about other things and thinks you should have done other things better?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, she's a worrywart, and she's a perfectionist. And she'll be worried when she hasn't done something perfectly, and she can spend a lot of energy on it. And one of the things you can do is actually do noble healing with that voice. You can say, I am so sorry you're not satisfied with a 5.
Great.
You know, you can say, I'm so sorry about, you know, you're worried about the napkins not matching the tablecloth. I'm so sorry I'm not wearing the dress you wish I was wearing tonight. And what we found is if you really mean it, she actually, like, goes, oh, okay. And she calls us down and mellows out and stops talking.
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So I appreciate you sharing that. And I also, I'm not a real big, you know, blamer. I'm not really into it. I don't think it's very productive. And healing is near as I can tell, it's a partnership. And I also firmly believe that if someone is willing to be healed, like it is their will that they be healed, that you could probably, like, you know, sing lullabies to them and they'd be healed. You could, you know, if they decided, okay, I'm going to be healed, and what I need to be healed is eat an entire avocado. You know, they could eat an entire avocado and be healed. It has so much to do with that commitment that, because it's really a declaration of, you know, I'm ready to be done with this. I'm ready to stop using this injury anymore, to stop feeding off of it or punishing with it or telling the story about it so I can connect with other people. I'm done with this. And, you know, I'm ready to let it go. I'm ready to release it. So thank you for giving me the key to releasing it. So it's so much... for us, you know, the readiness to release. And then in that readiness to release, providing our partner with the words that we sense that we need to hear to help us release it. You know, could you say that again, but put more emphasis on stupid? You know,
oh,
that was just, it's kind of like if someone's rubbing your back, you know, you got to go, okay, a little to the left, a little to the left. Oh, Okay, harder. Okay, yeah, right there. Oh, yeah, now scratch it. Now scratch it. That's the kind of partnership that has you end up with what you need.
Okay.
But I think, you know, to a five, I think that's cool.
Thank you. I did that to myself. I didn't feel that from the other person.
Yeah. Funny
thank
how
you.
We do that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you bringing it up because that's actually one of the things that can get in the way of being effective at being a noble healer is needing to be effective. Because what has noble healing work is being of service, is the generosity of being willing to take responsibility for something you didn't do. You know, to take it on, apologizing for something that you did not do. And it's that generosity that I think disconnects the whole thing and is what causes the healing. So it's always really important to just keep letting go. This doesn't mean anything about me. I'm not trying to be a hotshot healer. I'm just taking care of this person. This is just love.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we have workshop leaders at PAX that are available Monday through Friday. I think it's from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific. You know, you can just call the hotline and ask for Noble Healing, or you can schedule appointments with them to do Noble Healing, like a half hour at a time. And they were worried because they're like, Noble Healing, like, we're going to charge people and they're going to get, I'm going to get paid for Noble Healing? And they it didn't seem to fit, I mean, because it's such a generosity. And I just had to let them know, no, your Noble Healing is still a gift. You're getting paid for the time it takes to administer it. And they're like, oh, okay, I can do that. Lynn, thanks very much for sharing. I appreciate it.
All right, so next let's go to Dion. Dion,
I think it might be... Is this Deanne from Mastering Leadership?
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi, Deanne. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Great. Well, so I wanted to talk. You kind of covered it, though. But from week one to week two, the first noble healing, I felt it. But then in week two, when you said to go ahead and ask in partnership for the cadence, the tone in that, and so when I was receiving healing, I asked for that, what a difference it made. It was actually remarkable in that my body, like I felt lightheaded after the healing, and I could feel it, this pressure in my chest then leave too, and I was just like, oh. So that was really nice. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And good job asking for what you needed.
Right. Well, and it also led to something this week with my girlfriend in that she was here for a week, and I'm working in between while she's here. And one morning she woke up and she's exuberant, which was great, but I was like, I woke up like really tired and exhausted. So there was this little bit of like friction. And I recognize it's about the cadence. It's about that kind of same thing. So it was really helpful to just, you know, highlight that and see that in other areas too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else want to share? You might think it's not good enough or significant enough or nobody cares, but I do.
Okay, let's go to Jane. Jane, you've got the mic. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Allison.
Is this the same Jane Black from way back when?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I've seen your name on the screen. And I just can't. I'm just like, is that Jane? Is that Jane?
It is. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Well, so last week I was having such a hard time with the phone connection. I like lost my group, and I sent out an email to Leslie, and Leslie did write me back, but I did want to just share that I sort of got lost in space there at the end, and the thing that I was trying to heal was that not being heard.
Oh, gosh.
So it was funny, you know, but
yes.
I never really, like, got complete with that. I was like, oh, my goodness. So, you know, I would like to, that's a big thing for me.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big thing for me. It's actually
okay.
Not funny, and of course, you know, I got cut off, and I just, like, lost the whole call and everybody.
Yeah, I am so sorry, Jane, that you got cut off. And I'm sorry that you lost the call. And I'm sorry you lost your group. And I'm sorry you got cut off, especially when what you were working on healing was not being heard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll get to work on it again today if you want.
What?
You'll get to work on it today if you want.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Would you like to do it right now?
Sure.
Okay. Let's just spring for it. So if where you started, when you first started working on it last week, if you were at a 10 when you started it, where did you get it to?
I would say like probably like an 8.
Like an 8. Okay. So do you have a simple statement for me?
Let's see. Well, that I guess I could just say my mom. It's really it's repetitive. So it's like so many people in my life, but I'll use my mom.
So with your mom, okay?
Okay. So when I express how I feel, I'm always contradicted or told why what I'm saying is not accurate or validated.
Okay. All right, I'm about to do the same thing. This is actually really cute. So could you, if you could, just because we've seen that it makes it more effective, not because what you said wasn't valid, but
okay.
If you could put it in the format. So did your mom disrespect you or hurt your feelings or dishonor you? What is the word or words for you? What did your mom do?
All of the above. So I would say I felt disrespected, dishonored. My mom dishonored me.
Okay. So if you said my mom dishonored me, disrespected me, and hurt my feelings when I expressed myself and she would always contradict me.
Yes. Okay.
Something like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you say it. But we want to start with my mom did such and such to me when.
Okay. So my mom disrespected me, dishonored me, and hurt me when I expressed myself and she contradicted me.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Jane, I'm sorry that your mom dishonored you. I'm sorry that she disrespected you. And I'm sorry that she hurt you when you expressed yourself and she contradicted you. I'm sorry she didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry she didn't honor what you were offering. I'm sorry she didn't honor your experience of life, that you were generous enough to be sharing with her. You included her in what life was like for you. And she didn't honor that. She didn't value that. And I'm so sorry. Please take a deep breath. Kind of let that spread out into whatever little nooks and crannies and holes there are. Then I'm going to ask you what else about that in a second, and then you want to look for what's the next statement. And it might be my mom again, or it might be another person. It's okay, just whatever's next. So what else about that?
Mitch dishonors and disrespects me and hurts me when I express myself and he doesn't get it. Squashes me.
Thank you. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
Jane, I'm sorry that Mitch dishonors you and disrespects you and squashes you when you express yourself. I'm sorry he doesn't provide what you need in those moments. And I'm sorry for how it hurts. Please breathe. So if you look on a scale of 1 to 10, and when you started last week it was a 10, and then you got it down to an 8, how much energy is on that now?
About a 2.
About a 2. Wow. Good work. Good work. Okay. Do you want to go for zeroing it out?
Sure.
Okay, so just kind of a word of awareness for everybody. Sometimes when you get it down to a 2 or a 3, that's when you're really in danger of it disappearing. And often we've built a whole lives and whole identities around such wounds. And we have all kinds of patterns of behavior, and we have beliefs about ourselves, and we have a story and a complaint we've told for a long time, and have a way of reacting when it happens, and there's all kinds of things connected to it. And if you actually let it disappear, if you let that injury disappear, those things have nothing to hold them up, and they can just like gone. And so when you're getting down to a 2 or a 3, is when you need to check in and see: Are you willing to find out who you are without this? Are you willing to find out who you could be with your mom, who you could be with Mitch, who you could be in life without the hurt of not being hurt? Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, that's heavy. Wow. That is so right on. Yes. Yes.
Okay, great. So then often what happens is, you know, once you see you're really willing, you're done. Okay, I'm done with this. This is an old life. I'm moving on to a new one. And then I'm going to ask you again, what else about that? And you may see that what there is to say is something that your mind thinks, oh, no, you can't say that. You should not say that. Okay? And then say it anyway. So you're going to have another sentence, you know, and it'll start with a person and what they did to you when. And the person could be everyone if you want. I've seen that work too. But whatever's there, okay?
Okay.
So, Jane, what else about that?
Okay. Yet there is a thing that seems kind of silly. Okay.
All right.
So, Miss Van Loan, my kindergarten teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Told me to be quiet. I was 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having fun, and she told me to be quiet and go sit in the corner.
Yeah. Did she squash you?
Oh, yeah.
And did it hurt?
Yeah, I was embarrassed, yeah.
And you were embarrassed.
Yeah. And I have red hair. It was like, there's something with my
hair. Yeah.
There was something with my hair. Like, I always stood out, and I was always getting picked on. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was, like, really fun.
You're really fun.
Yeah, everybody was telling me to be quiet.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me when you're ready, and I'll have a go at this.
Okay, I'm ready.
And were you called Jane, or were you called Janie? What were you called back then when you were 5?
Probably Jane.
You were called Jane. Okay. Jane, I'm so sorry that Miss Van Loan squashed you. I'm sorry that she hurt you and she squashed you. And she embarrassed you when you were having fun and being fun. And she told you to be quiet and made you stand in the corner. I'm so sorry she did that. Will everybody please breathe for Jane? Is there anything else about that?
No.
Gone? Just a memory of a memory now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Does it stand to zero?
What?
So it's down to zero?
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. You did that. You want to say anything?
I feel like a little disoriented.
Yes, I would imagine. Yeah.
And also, I've done so much work and stuff on myself, you know, all this stuff, and what I really did not realize that was in there.
Yeah.
Really running the show. I mean, I just see it all. How it was all over the place.
Yeah, it's a thing we talked about the first time that when we're injured, it can create a kind of like canyon, and sometimes that canyon's a grand canyon. And we adapt to it, and we drive around it, and we look down in it, and we describe the view, and we tell people I'm this way because, and then it can create insatiable needs, right? So, you know, if you have a wound about being heard, then you can't ever be heard enough. Right? You can't ever say enough. You can't ever be heard enough. All kinds of things. You know, I'm not saying that's the kind of wound, it, you know, need it created in you. It could be a completely different one. Maybe that you can't ever know enough to deserve to be heard, right? Or it's all kinds of things. Our minds are fascinating. But you may notice in the days and weeks to come that you no longer need what you needed. And right. Things you've been compelled to seek, you're not anymore. It's just gone.
Right, right.
Thank you so much. And if I may, I would recommend that you tell Mitch. Because you might be different, and he has adapted to your adaptation.
Right. Okay, I will.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, so what we're going to do now, and thank you for the other hands up. I really appreciate it. I want, now that we just demonstrated this, I want to immediately give you a chance to apply it while you're fresh to the instructions of the way that you would format it, and to that you are asking what else about that. And if you're the person who's receiving the healing, it's you know, it's your discipline in giving it to them a sentence at a time, something that's manageable, the way that Jane does. And if you're the healer and you're not getting what you need, to ask for it, to say, could you please put that like this? So, Leslie, could we do the whole thing where we check and see who's available to participate, and we can put folks in groups?
All right. So, folks who aren't participating, you've got about 15 minutes until we resume again. Folks who are in the groups, as soon as I ring the bell, that's your cue to go ahead and jump in and introduce yourselves. I'll let you know when you've got 30 seconds left, and you'll hear the bell when it's time to go to the next person. So, when you hear the bell, please begin. Okay, please finish up. Allison?
Okay, so I want to do a quick poll. Would you raise your hand by pressing 1 if you just experienced being healed, if you experienced some lifting, some reducing of the amount of energy that you had on something? Okay, awesome. And then a separate question, would you please raise your hand if you just experienced being effective as a healer, that what you did worked, what you did made a difference? Yay. Okay. That's great to see. That's very happy making. All right. Thank you. So a couple of things. One is, if you want to take this to another level between now and next week, which I highly recommend that you do, my recommendation would be teach it to somebody else. Teach someone else noble healing and then play with them in doing it. You can get out your notes. You can get out your handout. Sit down and teach them how to do it and then actually do it with them. This isn't something we're trying to copyright or lock up into a vault. We want it to get out there, and you'll notice a huge difference in your ability to both give and receive noble healing by turning around and teaching someone else to do it. I really recommend that you do. Now, Leslie is sending you the link to the page for personal coaching on our website. So if you have something that's unhealed, or you know that you're now you're on the bandwagon and you want to chase this down, if you want to do that from a professional, you can go to the coaching page of our website. It's $2.75 a minute if you want it spur of the moment, same day coaching, or you can set up an appointment ahead of time, and then it's only $2.08 a minute. So that is also available to you. If you have questions you want addressed next week, please send them to allison@understandmen.com. If you could do that by Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Otherwise, I'll be asking for questions. We're going to have more space for questions next week in our wrap-up. So thank you for how you participated tonight. Thank you for taking this on. It really matters. Every time you are healed, honestly, the world's a better place. You are more you, which is why we call it noble healing. You're more your best qualities with everything that you let go. So thanks for doing it, and thanks for being part of writing it. Okay, Leslie.
Good. So we're going to open up the mics one last time so everybody can say goodnight. Please say goodnight.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight.
Bye.
Thank you. Good dreams.